Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed another parable to the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to my harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds. Yet when fully grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour till the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what was laid hidden from the foundation of the world." Then, dismissing the crowds, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
Once again, at least for me, the disciples continue to disappoint, because they asked Jesus to explain the easiest, at least for me, of the parables in this gospel. That one seems pretty straightforward. Didn't need a lot of explanation. But both the mustard seed and the yeast, that one can be, at least for me, a little bit more complicated, a little bit more difficult to understand what Jesus wants us to know about the kingdom. Well, back when I was newly ordained, I decided I was going to brew my own beer. So I got it all set up. I was at St. Stan's at the time, and that rectory was roughly the size of the H Hotel, which is huge. And I found a nice quiet spot with a sink in the basement, and I started to do my brewing. Now, what I did, though, was I went to Begick's over there in Bay City, and I bought a kit. Unbeknownst to me, this kit was in German. Now, I did take 2 years of German in high school, so I have what could be considered a pre-K level of German understanding, but it didn't help me very much. And on top of that, the measurements given were in grams. Sorry, folks, I use our system, not the metric system. Grams didn't work out real well for me. So I guessed. Now, you may laugh, but my guessing actually made some really good beer. The problem with it was, though, that I did it in quart bottles, and it would take roughly 3 to 4 hours to empty the bottle, because you'd pour just a little bit in the glass, and foam would start shooting out the top of the glass. But it tasted really good. Now, the problem that I dealt with that beer, though, was that I kept it in a refrigerator in the basement of the rectory. And the ushers there would count money on Sundays. So out of a case of quarts, I got 2 bottles. They drank all the rest of it. And nobody died, so it had to be halfway decent. But what I came to realize was that I used too much yeast. And that yeast took over those bottles. That's why it foams so much. Well, Jesus talks about the woman who put yeast in the measures of flour till the whole loaf was leavened. And what I've come to believe he's trying to tell us is that the kingdom of God, which is a continual process, one that we're in the middle of right now, that the kingdom truly works its way into every aspect of human existence. It's always there. And that can be extremely, and it should be, extremely comforting. Because it's so easy to pick up a newspaper or put the evening news on and get real discouraged. It can look as if everything is falling apart. And by understanding that the kingdom is always there in every aspect of our lives, we can rest a bit easier, knowing and believing that God is still at work, that God's still in control, that God is in every aspect of our lives. And that fixing things that we see are wrong, which we're called upon to do, by the way, is not entirely up to our efforts, up to our skill level, up to our hard work. It's always with God at work in our midst. That the kingdom is here, it's in process, it's right now. And we don't have to worry quite so much, because God's still in control.